SBS Radio.
Makakasama natin ngayon ang may-ari ng Butchog's Longganisa, si Jonathan Manglinong. Kamusta, Jonathan?
Hi, Belle. Good morning.
Good morning sa'yo. So, paano mo mailalarawan ang lasang longganisa na mulang vegan?
Bale, ang longganisang vegan po or Ilocos, very unique po dahil sa very rich in garlic, which is very more flavor for the meat, that it keeps more tastier and more deliciously. Yun po, yung ang number one na may larawan sa vegan longganisa or sa produkto namin sa Butchog's. And we are only use what you call this one, mostly natural. We don't put any preservatives and monosodium, glutamate, or yung sinasabi natin pechin.
Yung mga pampalasa na yun.
Yes, pampalasa. Yun nga po. Yun, tapos. Yun na din po. Yung hilig ko na din kasi yung magawa-gawa.
Okay, pero Jonathan, sino yung nagturo sa'yo ng espesyal na ricados ng longganisa na ginagawa mo?
Wala po.
Ikaw lang?
On my own po.
Okay.
Yes, actually po. Tapos may mga neighbors kami actually, gumagawa sila. Nung bata pa lang ako, parang yung naki-excuso ka lang,
naki-tingin-tingin
ka lang. Tapos ganun pala. Tapos something like, bumili ka sa kanila.
Tapos doon ka natuto.
Opo. Tapos bumili ka sa kanila, something like, may kulang.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, for yourself, hinahanap mo ano yung kulang. Tapos, nung nandito na ako, doon ko na nalaman kung ano yung kulang. Tapos, ayun na.
Mm-hmm.
From the start. Pero ang hirap, back 2012 yun nga, for gumagawa lang ako para sa amin, sa bahay. Then,
pero may sikreto ka ba dyan, Jonathan? Sa longganisa mo?
Ang sikreto po is, siguro yung willingness mo,
mm-hmm,
at saka yung passion mo to, yun nga. Kasi may bago kami na-perfect din yun, nag-trial and error din muna kami.
Mm-hmm.
Yung tamang templa ng meat, kung ilang i-cups, ilang kwan, lahat. Kailangan din po yun.
Okay.
Eksakto mo. Opo.
Mm-hmm. So talagang pinag-aralan nyo rin, ano, Jonathan?
Tapos,
mm-hmm,
ayun nga din po, kumuha din kasi ako dito ng business course, how to really manage a business. Tapos, yung nga tinignan mo, yung population ng Filipino migrants, and it's really big. Really, especially here in New South Wales, especially Sydney,
mm-hmm,
and other more states as well, I think. So we will start our business here in Sydney or New South Wales at the moment. Then maybe soon, we don't know.
Okay.
If we have,
you'll expand enough, to
yeah,
other
we
states.
We need to expand for some requesting of our customers, like. Ang pinakamalapit lang naman po dito is Canberra, so
mm-hmm,
we're planning to go by November.
Okay.
It's, yes, for delivery, pick up and meet up, mm-hmm, one day trip.
Ano tong sinasabi mo nga, Jonathan, na parang paglinggo, it's your best delivery day?
Yes po.
Kasi, ano yun?
Actually, nagwo-work din po ako sa hospital.
Okay, anong trabaho?
Kwan po ako sa Pinas din, midwife tsaka nurse din. Then,
okay,
dahil kwan po, tapos nag-aaral po ako sa uni,
mm-hmm,
Western Sydney, Bachelor of Nursing.
Oh, that's great to know. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then, sabi ko din, yun nga po, how to get more some, you know,
extra income, maybe?
Extra income,
mm-hmm,
yes. Yun nga po, yung hindi masyadong mabigat, hindi masyadong kwan, parang naglalaro ka lang.
Oo, yung something that you like to do, right?
Oo, yep. And alam ko naman sa sarili ko na passion ko naman yung pagluluto, tsaka yung ganun nga, yung paggawa. Then, asawa ng Diyos naman po, we're already in 2 months in business. Actually, we just started last August.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you doing well? Would you say that?
Yes, yes po. For our secret as well is a promotion for our fellow Filipino community here in Sydney. We're going to their house like door-to-door delivery. So because I'm working in the hospital Monday to Friday, actually, so it's my Sunday off, weekends off. So the best day we can do it is only weekends for delivery, but around in our areas, we can deliver that anytime.
Jonathan, ano naman yung mga komento na naririnig nyo sa mga customers?
We're very much happy that they are satisfied about the days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the chef, we delivered our longganisa, he's very happy because he said that na taste na niya yung longganisa ng vegan kasi na mga punta na po siya, then he's very happy to taste, like the memories bring it back to me what is Ilocos is.
Okay, interesting. Yes. Yeah,
yes po, and I really satisfied, and he said like the best longganisa that I taste yet at the moment.
Oh, talaga? Sinabi niya yun?
Yeah po. If you're in Sydney.
Ito'y Pilipino o...
Pilipino chef po.
Pilipino, okay. So, pero Jonathan, may tanong ako. Kasi diba, yung longganisa, ang alam natin, piniprito yan, diba? Pero may iba ka pa bang maibabahagi na ibang paraan ng pagluluto sa longganisa?
Sa vegan longganisa po kasi, niluluto po yan sa tubig. Very economical actually.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any oil or something because we just only need to prick the longganisa first to cook inside. Then put like 1 cup or 1.5 cup of water on the pan. Then boil it until evaporate. Then that's it. Until the sausage will, the oil comes out, and wait for the sausage to caramelize and the oil coming out from the sausage, and wait for a few minutes in a low heat, then until it's reddish brown, and that's it. It's cooked already.
Wow.
Yes,
so,
po. And
iba itong paraan o ganito talaga niluluto yung longganisa?
Ganito po yung vegan longganisa.
Okay.
Sa tubig po.
Sa tubig siya. Okay.
Yeah, tubig po. Then, as a customer's request na din, we put some more flavor in our vegan longganisa. We just upgrade or something.
Mm-hmm.
We put some more flavor right now. So, like the pork, we have 5 flavors already. And for the beef, we have 4 flavors. And we have 2 flavors for the chicken. And soon, coming soon, we're doing now tuna and salmon longganisa.
Oh, wow. Ikaw ba yung naka-invento niyan?
Yes po, only here in Sydney.
Ang galing naman. Nakakatuwa naman yan, Jonathan.
Yes po, because some of our Filipino here in Sydney, there are more health conscious, especially for the pork or for the beef, but they want to have a fish or salmon. Yan po.
Okay, Jonathan. So, bilang huling tanong ko sa'yo, bakit kailangan ng mga taong subukan o matikman ang Butchog's longganisa?
I recommend our Butchog's longganisa po because like I said, like one of the Filipino chefs said, if you taste already the vegan longganisa, like all your memories bring it back when you've been there in vegan, something like the memories back already, your good memories and everything. Then, and it's very accessible now. You don't need to go to back home, Pilipinas, and bring it sang longganisa because it's not, what you call this one? It's not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
In the immigration, it's
okay.
Really bad, yes. So for us, as a one of the largest migrants here in Australia, especially here in New South Wales or here in Sydney, we would like to bring a quality product of longanisa, because as far as I know, I love the quality of meat here. That's what we do it right now, from fresh meat from to the processing area, straight away to the fridge. To you know, to maintain the quality of the meat and the texture and everything.
Okay, maraming salamat sa iyo sa pag-uunlak sa amin ngayong araw.
Sige po, maraming salamat po. Okay. Mabuhay po kayo.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.